Dr. Saber Tinian, office note on patient Edmund Collins, EDMUND Collins, COLLINS, date of birth is 5/22/1957, date of service 12/2026, Bill Tigers. The patient is 68-year-old African-American gentleman who is referred to see me. By Centerwell Senior Primary Care for evaluation of elevated creatinine, prepared specimen glycerin includes the following one: hyperlipidemia, next hypertension for years, next diabetes mellitus type 2 for 10 years, next diabetic neuropathy, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next Barrett's esophagus. Next is COVID infection times 3. Preparagraph by surgical history to right shoulder surgery. Next, right knee surgery. Next, appendectomy. Preparagraph. Allergies, no lumbar allergies. Preparagraph. Social history. Patient's man has 3 children. No smoking. Remote alcohol use. No drug use. Is a retired law enforcement officer. Preparagraph. Family history. Father died from MI and had prostate issues. Mother has mental health issues. And brother has prostate cancer. Preparagraph. Review system, there is no headache, no chest pain. He does have dyspnea, exertion, and increased tiredness. No heartburn, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation. He has nocturia 4 to 5 times at night, no straining upon urination. He has a report forming in the urine. He does have complete bladder emptying. He does report leg swelling positive. He also reports numbness of his fingers and the ulnar distribution bilaterally. Also, he does have numbness of his feet. Also, he has a big toe on the right foot that has been ulcerated and has had infections previous and currently getting wound care. Go back, all other systems are negative. Go back to past medical history and include history of osteomyelitis times 2, due to the 2 courses of IV antibiotics. Go back to continue immunizations. Patient received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy to the paragraph. On physical examinations, vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active blood and accumulation. Pale conjunctive anemic pale sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally. He does have a lipoma, 10 by 10 centimeter over the left carotid area, non-painful such. Not hard, period. The next up on sickness or duty, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as 2, normal measure of friction of the lungs are key to auscultation, no crackers or visitor abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no carrying demand or duty extremities, he has 1 to 2 plus bleeding demand on ankles. Also, he does have amyotrophy over his hands bilaterally. Period, paragraph neuro exam, non-focal investigations available to me through the following. Hemoglobin is 9, MCV 78, visit count to 94. And urine to creatinine ratio is less than 30, A1C was 6.1. BUN37 creatinine 2.56, estimated GFR is 27, potassium 5, potassium 2 is 28, albumin 3.8, AST 11, ALT 6, PSAT 26%. Assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. He does have multiple risk factors of chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension, as well as chronic use of omeprazole. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging study, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Patient was advised not to take any NSAIDs, and that was given. Period paragraph. Next, hypertension. Patient has to stop blood pressure medications, namely carbidopa and losartan, because of hypotension episodes. I'm concerned that he may have osteomyelitis of his toe contributing to this. He's going to discuss that with his primary care physician. Next diagnosis, diabetes man step 2, currently under control with episodes of hypoglycemia. We're going to cut down the glipizide to 5 mg daily. Next, diabetic neuropathy, continuing gabapentin. It may be contributing to his lower extremity edema. We're going to discuss that with him when the workup comes back. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, continuing finasteride and tadalafil. We'll add supportive supplements. Next, Barrett's esophagus currently on omeprazole. Here, paragraph next, anemia, most likely of chronic kidney disease with normal iron stores. He will benefit from ESA therapy. He will discuss with Dr. Cody, his hematologist, who had concerns about the positive SPEP in the past. We're going to repeat, and he may require a kidney biopsy to see whether he does have any light chain deposition disease. Here, paragraph. I thank you, Yilian Romero Muniz, APRN, Y-I-L-I-A-N, Romero Muniz, APRN, at Centerwell Center for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see him back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks, CC. Yilian, Y-I-L-I-A-N, Romero, L-O-M-E-R-O, Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z, comma, A-P-R-N, and we put text.